From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com. On all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me on Instagram at TheRealShaunaMae.
And you could check me out at Bella_Lala125.
We have had a crazy week. This weather has been absolutely insane.
Dreadful. More than insane. It's miserable.
One day last week, it was definitely sleeting and snowing.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was absolutely beautiful. We had some really nice days with, I mean, we had the windows down. I had the windows in my house open.
Yeah.
You know, just getting those sick germs out of the house. And now it is pouring rain out and freezing cold.
Yep. Bipolar Mother Nature. It's been a hell of a few weeks with the weather. It's just up, and down. And it's been really miserable the last few days. It's so dark out. I feel like it's 10 o'clock at night. It's making me feel like depressed. I want to go home. Like, I'm over it.
Me too. I thought it was going to be spring already. I mean, isn't it already spring?
Yeah, it was. And I guess the ground had lied. But this weekend's supposed to get like a little bit better. And then hopefully from here on, it's going to get better and better. But it's just taking way too long for me.
It really is. I saw that it's going to be like high 50s, which I'm okay with,
mm-hmm.
but I would really prefer like 70, 80.
Yeah. I'll high 60s is good for me right now. As long as the sun's out, even on a cold day, I've been like walking every day and it's not been the nicest like temperature, but when the sun is out, I can deal with the cold. Not that I want it to be, but right now with the sun just like not even peeking through.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's dreadful.
So now when you go home, will you go on a walk?
I don't know. The way I feel, I'm having a really bad day. I'm in a horrible mood. The way I feel right now, no, but I should because it does make me feel better. If it's raining, absolutely not. Like, I'm not like one of those crazy people that, oh, I'll walk in any weather. Like, no.
But you have a treadmill.
Yeah, I do. I like the treadmill, but I do love walking because I like to look, you know, I pass a lot of horses on the way. It's just like some place to get to, and then I don't realize I'm walking, you know, but I can use my treadmill, I guess.
I always realize that I'm walking.
I know, you hate walking.
Like, I do.
I love walking. I love it. It's not hard where I'm exerting a lot of energy, but I'm getting exercise. I'm getting, you know, my steps in, so, and you get to see pretty things, and I love it. But the weather's not helping me right now, so I'm going to have to do something in the house.
Well, you could always do the treadmill and put on, like, on YouTube. My mom actually found it. I don't know how she found it because she doesn't really know how to work the TV. But she found a, like, relaxing background, and it shows, like, the birds and the trees,
yeah.
And it's just really cool.
Yeah, I could do that. Pretend I'm walking in the woods. I have to say, though, you know, I said this year I'm finally going to get in shape. I'm going to start eating healthier and all that. And you always see these things on Instagram and Facebook and people saying, oh, I changed my diet. I've been working out and I feel amazing. And you kind of like roll your eyes about it. You know, I've rolled my eyes like, okay, all right. You know, what are you trying to sell me? But I have to say, I have changed my diet the last, I'd say, I've been changing it slowly, but I've really made a drastic change this last month with no soda, cutting out the carbs as much as possible. I might have some here and there and eating a lot of protein. I'm walking 3 miles every day and I feel so good. I really do. It's made me happier. I feel so much, I don't know. I feel a difference. So I'm like, okay, now I understand why these people say this. It's true. You do. You just feel so much better and you don't know that you felt shitty because you just lived that way so long, you know? So you don't know like that you felt that bad until you feel really good and you're like, wow, I feel great. And I'm so happy that I'm doing this. I am proud of myself for continuing to do it. And we'll see what happens, you know. Hopefully I lose like 10 pounds.
But you've already lost weight, you've said.
I've lost 5 pounds. And more than that, I'm gaining muscle, like, from the workout and walking. My legs are getting tighter. My stomach's getting tighter. The scale's not moving as much right now, but my sister said, you're losing the fat. You're turning the fat into muscle, which is great. And I feel it. Like, my clothes fit me better. And I'm feeling, I just feel better about myself. And that's what I needed too, because mentally, like, I was not doing too good.
No, you were really getting to be like Joe Biden over there.
I am. I'm Mrs. Joe Biden. Yeah. I mean, I haven't had a Joe Biden moment. What was that? Since the grape situation. Did I tell you about that?
You told me, but you didn't tell the listeners.
Yeah. So I think it was a couple weeks ago after the basement fiasco.
I think it was last week.
Okay. It was last week. See, okay. There's a Joe Biden moment right there. I love grapes. I eat grapes before bed because they help me sleep. The red grapes. And so I'm making my little red grape bowl, washing them. And my head is going a mile a minute, as usual, because I have the kids. I have everything. Did I lock the door? Did I feed the dog? Did I let them out before bed? So my brain was probably a million other places. And I washed the grapes. I put some in a bowl. And then I went to my bedroom, went to sleep, ate them, whatever. And then the next day, I was looking for the grapes. I couldn't find the grapes. I'm like, what the hell? There was a brand new bag of grapes. I didn't eat them all. I'm like, oh, crap. I left them on the counter. That means the dogs got them. They're going to die. Like, that was my next thought because, you know, they're toxic to animals.
Yeah, they are.
So I was like, fuck. So I ripped the whole refrigerator apart. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find it. And I remembered I have cameras in my house. So I'm like, let me check the camera and see which asshole dog ate them off the counter. And then I'll know who's going to die, you know. So I looked back on the cameras and it was me. I picked my grapes, put them in a bowl. I then took the bag of grapes, opened up the bottom drawer of my cabinet, which I put random like Tupperware in, nothing, you know, just random Tupperware. I put the bag of grapes in the drawer, shut it, and went to bed. So I didn't put them in the fridge. I put them in a drawer that I wasn't even using. It wasn't like something that I had open. So that was my Joe Biden moment. And when I watched the video, I'm like, I don't even remember doing that. Like, what is going on with me? I'm just so, my brain is just has like a million tabs open. I guarantee it. You know, like in the phone when you have all those tabs open?
Yeah.
That's my brain. And it just, it doesn't know what to do. It's just overloaded.
So what do you do to slow down?
Well, I've been taking omegas and some brain supplements right now. I do think they help when I take them. Walking every day, my clarity has been better. I've been more relaxed. I've been more happier since I've been walking. I'm trying not to give as much of a crap about things. Like, when I would come home, I was always like, okay, I gotta get this done, gotta get this, you know, like a million things. Now I'm like, screw it. If I don't get to it, whatever. I left that out, whatever. I'll get to it when I have the chance to. I can't keep piling things on top of each other just to make sure I get it all done in that hour or that by that night, because I just can't do it. And it's taking a toll on me mentally, physically, and emotionally, you know? So, yeah, I'd say just trying not to give a crap about getting to everything and this walking outside in the fresh air. And I think that's been helping me too. Just slow down a bit.
I think everyone needs fresh air.
Yeah, fresh air, sunlight, exercise, gets the blood pumping. You know, it's very, very important.
We were talking about it earlier that, you know, this crummy weather that we're having really plays a part on your mental health.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not depressed, but I think that's why I feel so out of it today, so blah. You know, I'm sure you feel the same way. It's just, I want to go home. I want to sit in my bed and watch a movie and, you know, I'm over it.
I don't want to sit in my bed and watch a movie. I want to lay in my bed and go to sleep.
Yeah. Shona will sleep all day, any day. You're like, oh, I can't. I cannot nap.
I find it very relaxing to just lay in bed.
I don't. I get very anxious depending on the time of day. Like as soon as I wake up, I'll lay in bed for maybe 20 to 30 minutes on my phone, or if the baby's up, I lay there cuddling her and talking to her. But then I get to a point like, all right, get out of bed. Let's get the day started. I can't lay there any longer. My husband, he'll lay in bed for hours, just even if he's awake, just laying there. He loves being in bed or laying on the couch. I can't do it. I don't know.
I don't like laying on a couch.
No.
Maybe it's because my couch is really uncomfortable, but I'm not a couch person. I'm not a recliner person.
Recliners are comfy though.
Yeah. But it depends. But I'm like a bed person.
Yeah.
Like if I'm stressed out, I need to lay down.
I know. That's all I ever hear from Sean is, I'm going to lay down. I need to lay down. Like whenever something happens, I can't wait to go home and lay down. I'm like, oh Jesus, I can't do that. I wish I could. I really wish I had the ability to just lay down and go to sleep whenever I chose. Like take a nap in the middle of the day. That's great. I can't do it. My husband will say, oh, I'm going to take a cat nap in the middle of the day. And he can. He goes, he closes his eyes, and he's snoring within 5 minutes. And he'll sleep for maybe 15 minutes, and he's up. He's like, oh, that was good. I'm like, what the hell? If I took a nap right now, if I was able to, I would wake up feeling like complete shit. Like, I feel like shit after a nap, if it ever has happened. I'm like, where am I? I feel drugged. I feel drowsy. This room, you know, it's horrible. I don't know.
Oh, no, not me. But I also can't sleep for 15 minutes.
Yeah, you sleep for hours.
I sleep for hours. Like yesterday, I had to go for a CAT scan of my intestines. Well, I think I also worked myself up. Like, I'm on anxiety medication, and I truly don't think it was working yesterday because I worked myself up so much because, you know, we've had those tests done before.
Yeah.
We all know what happens. When you drink that stuff, it's so gross. But they supposedly changed it now, which they made it just not chalky.
Yeah.
Like that texture. But still, the texture was disgusting. It made me want to throw up. But yeah, so I came home completely drained. And I fell asleep around 5:30 and I woke up around 7. And I felt like I slept for like 10 hours.
Really? And did you sleep last night?
Oh my God, yeah. I went right back to bed.
That's good.
I ate dinner. Well, not really. I had like a little tiny bowl. I felt like the people from My 600-Pound Life when they have their surgery.
Yeah.
Like the amount of food that I ate, like you would be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like something's wrong with you, Sean. Yeah. I just ate like a little tiny bit of macaroni salad and I went right back to bed.
Jeez.
I was so sick. And even in the middle of the night, like my cat was laying on top of me and my stomach made like some kind of noise. And then I felt like a pop and the cat's ears were like up and oh my God, it was so funny. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that was either.
Oh, that was the gurgling. Get but, off.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that stuff is like, it's insane.
It'll go right through you. It's really bad. I
was looking at the ingredients, and it had like so much bad stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. They don't care what they give you. They don't care. It like all that stuff is so toxic. They're like, oh, don't worry, it's okay, because it's just for once. Like, no, you know, it's not good. I mean, I get that they need to use it, but there's just so much crap that's like, why? Even when you're pregnant. Giving us that disgusting toxic glucose drink. That should be banned. That is so, so bad. But
so is that what I had? That's not what
no,
I had.
No. That's the glucose drink is like pure straight sugar. You'd probably love it. You'd be like guzzling it. But because some people like it. Like they say, oh, it tastes good.
Is it like a soda?
A flat soda, but very sweet, extra sweet. And I can't, you know me, I can't handle sugar. You know, I just don't really like sweet stuff. Ugh. That's bad. But it's so toxic. Like, they put red dye in it. They put yellow 5 in it. And then other stuff that especially a pregnant woman shouldn't have. So, the whole medical world is just, it's
that's
ridiculous.
That's the U.S. for you,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Did you have any hallucinations when you woke up from your nap?
No. Oh, let me tell you.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
No, I didn't. Not yesterday. The doctor put me on a new medication for my pituitary gland thing, the tumor thing in your brain.
Yeah.
Well, I had tried it once before and the doctor's, you know, I had a reaction to it. So the doctor was like, you know, just try it again. So I'm like, all right. Well, let me tell you, I didn't have a reaction. Well, maybe it was a reaction. But I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm like, that's a big jar of Wickles pickles. Outside of my room. So it was like a life-size jar of Wickles pickles.
Oh my God.
And you know, I like Wickles pickles, the relish for tuna. I think you got me into it.
I got you into it. Yep.
But yeah, so I don't know what the heck I was thinking or seeing, but then when I woke up in the morning, it was just my vacuum cleaner.
Oh my God. She tells me, oh my God, I woke up hallucinating last night. Oh my God, it was crazy. So my first thought is she saw a ghost. She saw a dead person. She saw a you know, like something like that. I was like, oh my God, what'd you see? Was it like a ghost? Was it your dead grandma? A big jar of Wickles pickles. I just stared at her. I'm like, no, really? She's like, no, I saw a big jar of relish, Wickles pickles relish. I was dying. I'm like, oh my God, come on. That's very weird.
I know. And I like it, but it's not like a big bag of Reese's cups. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Something that I absolutely love.
It's still weird. Any kind of food would be weird. Like, think of a big slice of pizza in your room. Like, that's fucking weird.
But I'm never taking that medication ever again. And, oh, you know, I have really bad reactions to medications. So I'm just going to tell people, like, the doctors, when they say try a new medication,
nope. Not happening.
Not happening.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you. So, you know, I saw this thing on Facebook and it was talking about who do you look like as a celebrity? You know, who would you, do people say, hey, you look like this person? I guess it came from that whole, I don't watch that show, but something with that Bachelor show. And the girl said, I look like Megan Fox. Did you see all that drama?
No.
I don't know. I don't watch that crap. But it was like the girl told the guy when he was seeing if he wanted to date her, like, people tell me I look like Megan Fox. And the internet went crazy because she doesn't. And they just made fun of her. They just made the poor girl. I saw her TikTok. She was like, to all the people out there who used to tell me I look like Megan Fox, now would be a great time for you to step up and say that you thought so too, because I look like an asshole, you know? So anyway, because of that, like, now everyone's asking, like, oh, who does this person look like? Who do you think you look like? So I want to ask you, like, who's your doppelganger?
My what?
Your doppelganger.
Your what?
You don't...
My what?
You don't know what a doppelganger is?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, a doppelganger is...
Is that even a word?
Yeah. It sounds like dingleberry, right? No. A doppelganger is when you resemble someone. It doesn't have to be a celebrity, but, like, you resemble another person.
You can't just say, like, who do you resemble?
You can, I guess, but doppelganger, it's a cool word. No. That's what, I don't know, that's what they call it, doppelganger.
So what do you say, like, my doppelganger is?
Yeah, and then people would know. I mean, you wouldn't. You'd probably be like, huh? But most people, Shauna, would know what a doppelganger is, I hope. I mean, yeah, I think so.
I have never heard of that word in my life.
All right. Well, I just thought it'd be fun. Who is your doppelganger?
Everyone says that I look like Sarah Jessica Parker.
I could see that. Right?
I don't know. I mean, I have her nose and, like, her same jawline.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, that's the only thing that I think.
Yeah. Maybe, does she have green eyes and maybe the color hair, you know, similar there?
She has blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I can see it. I can see that. Yeah, definitely you have her nose and the jaw. Yeah, I never, she was from Sex and the City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Me neither.
But yeah, she's pretty big. I saw a recent picture of her, too. She's getting old. It's crazy.
She is 56, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
I looked it up the other day.
She's, yeah. We're getting old. My doppelganger, I don't know about right now because I've you know, aged. I gained weight. But when I was in my skinny stage, everyone told me I looked like Penelope Cruz. And... I'll have to show you a picture of her because you probably, do you know who she is?
I know who she is.
Okay. Yeah. So back then I looked like her. I have the big brown eyes, you know, the small like nose features, small
black
mouth,
hair.
Dark hair. So, you know, it was a joke of, oh, Penelope Cruz. So, people always told me that until one day I was on the beach. We went to Daytona Beach, me and my ex, and we're walking on the beach and this group of Asian tourists were on the beach. You could tell they're tourists because they're in a big group. They have their little beach hats on. They all have cameras and they had like these name tag, like these the tags, you know, they hang on your chest, whatever.
Yeah, from a tour.
Probably from tour. Yeah. So they're on the beach and all of a sudden we see them talking in their language, like really, we hear them like really loud and pointing towards us. So we're looking behind us like, oh, maybe there's something in the water. Maybe, you know, I don't know, is there a shark, a dolphin? and then they come running over, and it's so fucking. They're like, Penelope Cruz, Penelope Cruz. I'm like, what? Where? Where is she? I love her. And they come next to me, and my ex is like, what is going on? And they're handing him a camera, and then they're all putting their arm around me. Penelope Cruz, take picture, Penelope Cruz. I'm just standing there. I wish I could get those pictures, because my face is like, huh? So they're taking pictures of me. Then they're passing me their little Asian babies to hold. Penelope Cruz, take picture. Taking pictures of me and their kids. And I'm like, no. My ex is laughing his ass off. He's like, go with it. Just go with it, you know? And I'm like, have a nice day, guys, you know? No one asked me for an autograph, so maybe that's not something that, like, in the Asian culture that they do, but they definitely took a million pictures.
I wouldn't ask somebody for an autograph.
I mean, but if you're going that far to take pictures like that, and, like, if you ran up to a celebrity on the beach, and
I'd be like, hey, can I get a picture with you?
I guess so. But the way they were acting, you would have thought, they're like, can I have your autograph? But yeah. Oh my God. It was so funny, Shauna.
That is funny.
We were laughing. I'm like, I want those pictures. Like, I want to see my face, because it's probably...
You're probably like, oh.
Just shocked. Like, my mouth hanging open, like, huh? And they're probably showing everyone in their country, like, oh, we have Penelope Cruz. Someone's probably like, that's not Penelope Cruz. What the hell?
Then they're probably mad at you for pretending to be.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't until the end, like when he was like, just go with it. And then I was like, oh, have a nice day, guys. Enjoy your trip. But yeah, I do not look like her anymore. It's just when I was very skinny. But right now, yeah, I don't know who the hell I look like. Just a overweight, depressed, overworked, overwhelmed mother.
I think you kind of remind me of J-Lo.
J-Lo? Really?
Yeah.
I would love that, but I don't see it. That's a very big compliment.
I don't know. I think you have her rhythm and...
Oh, like dancing-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's something different. But looks-wise, like, that's what a doppelganger is, like, who you look like, you know? But you're saying my mannerisms and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So I don't even like the word mannerism. How do you say it?
Mannerism. Yeah, like my mannerisms would be the way I portray, like I talk and the way I move and the way, you know,
it just,
like,
reminds me of something like for a man.
Mannerism,
like a man trait.
Like when you say that, I guess, like, there's a man's in it. No, I don't know.
Probably.
But is that what you're meaning, though? Like my,
I guess so.
My womanerisms.
Womanerisms.
Yeah.
Woman.
Well, I'll take it as a compliment.
Woman-or-isms.
Yeah. Shauna's making up words because she doesn't like doppelganger and she doesn't like the word mannerisms. So
no,
we're
going
to make up Shauna words.
Some words, I was telling my mom the other day, I said, some words are just like nail on a chalkboard for me.
Moist.
That is not one of them. That must be yours.
No, it's not. But I saw that. I heard that a lot of people hate the word moist. It creeps them out.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, but it's
really?
Not. That's
it
not one of the
me.
Words. Mannerism.
Mannerism.
Mannerism. Sounds like aneurysm.
Yeah.
That is one of them. And I can't remember. I said something to my mom. I don't remember what it was, but I said, oh, when somebody says that, it's like nailed on a chalkboard.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a few out there. I can't think of them now, but... nothing really bothers me, even like the see you next Tuesday word, you know?
Yeah.
I say that all the time, and women especially get so insulted, like, how can you say that word? Oh my God, you know? And I'm always, and guys, when I say it in front of guys, they like, their heads whip around like, holy crap, you say that word? I'm like, what is the big deal? It's a freaking word. Like, yeah, it's not a big deal.
I say it all the time.
Yeah. You have a cup, right? Cuntosaurus.
I do. And I love my cup. I got it on Amazon. It's got a little dinosaur on it.
Yeah, you're a cuntosaurus. That's what I can call people. But yeah, so we have Sarah Jessica Parker and Penelope Cruz in the house. With the J-Lo mannerisms.
Womanisms. So Easter is this Sunday. I can't believe it's already Easter.
It's flying by this month.
It really is. It absolutely is. And next week, we are interviewing Pearl Chiarenza, And she's going to give us some tips and hints on self-care.
And it's perfect timing because it's self-care day, right? Next on April 5th, is it?
Yeah, April 5th is self-care day. So they really want you to take care of your mental health and your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's going for a long walk, listening to music loud like I do, maybe going to the gym, getting your hair done, yeah, getting your nails done.
Something for you that makes you feel good, that kind of just de-stresses you and, you know, you could zen out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Some self-care.
I mean, I wish it was like 80 degrees and I could just go lay outside.
Yeah.
But
it probably won't be.
It'll probably be 50 and raining.
Yeah.
Or so, 30 and raining.
In that case, book a spa day, book something like that. Anything that's going to make you guys feel better. Next week is your chance to do that. And, you know, Pearl's going to give us some tips and tricks about that and what to do and how to do it.
Yes. Actually, I forgot to tell you, April 4th, I'm actually going to your friend's spa for a spa day.
Ooh, blow and glow?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting the head spa. I think that's what it's called, where they massage your head.
And oh, yes.
They, I don't know what else they do. But
they do, she does a ton of stuff. It's just amazing and just heavenly. They, yeah, you're going to be in love. You're going to be zoning off to another planet with the relaxation that they give you there.
Have you had it done?
Yes, I have. It was amazing. Like, they massage your scalp. They scrape your scalp. They put some sort of detox on your scalp. Then they massage your neck. They give you a facial. It's just, and they have a steam that comes down, a waterfall shower that goes on your head. They do not leave out any detail to make you feel, you know, like you're never, it's something you're never going to experience unless you go there, you know?
Yeah.
It's so nice. And my friend Jackie, it's an amazing business. It's gorgeous inside. You've been in there. It's beautiful. Oh, yeah. Inside.
I get my facials there.
Yeah. So this
Faith
is like,
Faith does my facials.
Yep. Faith's amazing. And then the girls like Becky and Allie that do the hair with Jackie. Oh my God. So I can't wait to hear how much you love it.
Oh, I'm going to love it. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
So that's your self-care.
That is. It's a day early, but it's what I had in my schedule.
I'm booking one for, I don't know if it's that Friday or Friday after that. I said to my sister, I said, let's go get our hair, you know, our blowouts at Blow and Glow in Montgomery. And then from there, let's go out to dinner. Let's just, you know, we're going to go out and have dinner. We're going to walk the town. And that's going to be my self-care day with my sister and my friend, because I need it too. I definitely need it.
Now, what does a blowout consist of? Is it just like you go in there and they just wet your hair and blow dry it?
They wash your hair. And you can, it depends on how much, what you want. Like, so just the basic one, they're going to wash your hair, maybe massage your scalp a little bit. Then they're going to blow dry it and then curl it if you want it curled or if you want it straightened, right?
Okay.
Then you move up. So the next one, they'd add more to what they're putting on your scalp. You can add in braids. You can add in like updos, all that kind of stuff. So it goes up in different packages. And then if you get the really crazy one, which is like the facial blowout, head spa, massage, foot bath, like you're getting, you could put your, they put your feet in like a bath type thing. So there's just so many packages, it's insane. I'm just gonna do the basic one for that girls' night because, just, you know, I'm on a time, I have kids at home, I only have a short amount of time. So I'm gonna try and jam pack everything into that night.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I know you like to go out to eat. Do you have a restaurant picked out?
Probably 88 Charles Street.
Oh,
there.
My gosh.
That's usually where we go, but I'll see, you know. And then I don't drink, but we're probably going to bar hop. I hate bars.
That
I really
so
do.
That is so boring.
I know. I hate them. But I go because, you know, they want to go, and it's better than going home, you know. I don't know. So
I just find myself just sitting there.
I do. I sit, or I find people to talk to. Like, last time I was at a bar, there was these guys, they're talking about politics, and I'm like, hey, can I join the conversation? Because I'm bored. And I stood there for probably 2 hours. Not 2 hours. Okay. 1 hour. Just chatting away with these two guys, and it was just such a good conversation about politics. So that's something I tend to do at bars, is like find a conversation that is intellectual, you know, and it's not like drunk people talking, and I go over there And
if
there's no music. If there's music, I'll be in the corner dancing by myself or shoving bar food in my face. Those are my favorites.
Anything to do with food.
And well, Shauna, you're on a diet. I'm on a diet and I'm not craving my shit that I used to crave. So maybe I may be changing. I might be changing, but we'll see when I go to that restaurant if I give in and give in to my pastas and all that crap.
I mean, you have to have a cheat day for yourself.
Definitely. Definitely.
But my cheat day would be like 3 times a week.
Yeah. And it probably would be more of dessert type stuff, right?
For me?
Yeah.
Like
cookies, cupcakes.
No, I'm really not
or ice cream.
Into like cupcakes or cake.
Really?
Really? Yeah, not really anymore.
Hmm.
I went to a church thing for my cousin, and I went there and I did a really bad thing. I don't like fish. It was a fish fry. And I went there with an Italian combo.
Oh my gosh. Good Friday?
Well, it wasn't. I think this Friday is Good Friday.
Okay.
But it was like on Fridays, you're not allowed to have meat.
Yeah, yeah, for Lent. Yep.
So I walked in and I said, can I eat my. I said, I bought a sandwich. And she's like, oh, what do you have? And I said, it's an Italian combo, ham. And she goes, oh, no, Shauna. And I was like, what? She's like, Shauna.
No meat on Fridays.
She's like, just go eat it fast and we're not going to tell anyone. So I'm like, okay. So I go to sit down and all the lights go out.
In the church?
In the church. I'm like, no way.
Lightning bolt hits. Like, Shauna, you just, you angered the gods.
Oh, I did. So it was funny. I ate my sandwich quick and a play started. Like these, the Sunday school started doing like the 12 Stations of the Cross or 15. How many? I went to Sunday school and I don't even know. It's really bad. But yeah, so they did that and it was a really cool service and, really cool show that they put on and really talented kids. But yeah, so I ate my sandwich in the dark and then she gave me a cupcake and I literally took like 2 bites out of it. And that's I was weird. Like, oh my God, I'm really.
Maybe you're changing.
I think I am. I really think my taste buds or something is changing because I don't crave sweets like I used to.
That's good. Really good.
I just need to cut down more on the soda.
Yeah.
And iced tea and drink more water.
It's hard, but once you start. The thing that helped me, because I used to be addicted to iced tea and soda, is just don't buy it. Don't have it in the house.
I don't. Well.
I'm looking at her like, I'm in your house. I see the iced tea.
The iced tea I do buy. Yeah. I don't buy soda for the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I did have a headache the other day, and my dad bought me a soda.
Yeah.
But it took me 4 days to finish it, so.
Yeah, so the best thing is just don't buy it. Like, if you're truly going to cut back on it, yeah, keep it out of the house. You go out occasionally. I haven't had one in a while, but when I go out with a meal, I will order a glass of Coke. But besides that, at home, it's like, no, I'm not buying it. I don't even want to be tempted, and it works.
Yeah, I don't buy soda. I do buy iced tea. I buy, like, fruit drinks, which probably isn't the best.
No, the juice is not good for you because it's all sugar. All sugar. So, yeah, water and seltzer is what I stick to with some lemon or lime in it, which helps. And
it's crazy, though, what our country allows in, like, the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a doctor about it, and she's a cancer doctor, and we just got on the topic of it, and she said, follow what the EU standards are.
Yeah.
She said, try and follow that. So I asked her, I'm like, do you think it'll ever come down to, like, the FDA banning this, like, the red 40 and all those dyes? And she's like, no.
Nope.
She said it's a moneymaker.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like we say all the time, it's just a domino effect. They poison the food. Like, let's say red 40. They put it in the food. 90% of the dyes are in kids' foods. That's what's really sickening. If you go through an aisle where kids would eat, like, their cereals, their cookies, their
Didn't you tell me formula has high fructose corn syrup in it?
Baby formula has high fructose corn syrup in it. So they're starting these kids at a young age, and they're poisoning them. And so what happens? The kid's having all those dyes, he has ADD, right? So now they have to go to a doctor. Now they get Ritalin. Now they get Adderall, whatever the medication is. So it's a domino effect of making money. Keep the poisons in the food, and you have customers for life for Big Pharma. Yep. And so they're not going to change it because it's so profitable, and so many high-ups work with Big Pharma and make money off of them.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And on that note, you're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. And you can follow me at The Real Shauna May.
And follow me at Bella_Lala125.
We will see you next week.